what I care more about are the principles of the system, because whether, regardless of what you call them, they're always basically the same thing. You're talking about the quantification of trust, you're talking about the movement of value, you're talking about contractual relationships between people, and you're talking about this notion that it's all the functionality is pushed to the edges. So you don't go through middlemen, you actually have a direct commercial relationship, legal relationship, property relationship with somebody at the edges. So from that perspective, that's the stuff that has to be preserved and understood. And people have to be able to heuristically distinguish between a system that has those properties and some that that tries to have those properties, but in reality is actually controlled by curators.
For someone that isn't exposed to the world of policy and technology and money and investing and all this stuff, like why is it important to have a direct commercial relationship, for instance?
The issue here is that we're living in the world of big data, we're living in the world of services, and we're living in the world of middlemen. Like everything is now a platform and it is a middleman. Like Facebook is a platform and it's a middleman, LinkedIn is a platform, it's a middleman, eBay is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the people who occupy those roles have enormous power because they can start setting prices, they own all your data, they can decide who's a marketplace participant. Like for example, for content producers, they go to YouTube and they now have to live in YouTube's world. And you know, we'd like to say we have freedom of speech, but then suddenly they say the wrong thing, they get deplatformed like Sargon or these other people. And so when you start seeing the deplatforming happening, economic inclusion being restricted or certain market segments be delegitimized, let's say you're a marijuana grower or something like that, it's really a bad deal when only a small group of actors get to make those decisions and they're not bound by public policy or constitutional protections. They're not bound by your desires, they're bound by their commercial obligations, especially when those platforms compete against you. So for example, look at Disney. They've created this huge IP platform, and now they're saying, hey, maybe we should do content distribution as well. Okay, that's not so good for Hulu and Netflix and all these other guys, because you know they basically will lose Star Wars and the Marvel portfolio and all these other things as a consequence of this massive portfolio. Wherever possible that you can democratize things and push control to the edges, then it says you can just be yourself, you can say the things you want to say, buy the things you want to say, and you don't have to be afraid that at some point that will be politically unpopular and you get cut off. In the Western world, maybe it's an annoyance for a small group of creative people on the edges. In the Eastern world, especially China, it's a matter of survival, especially with the dawn of social credit. I mean, there's a master plan in China over the next 10 years of taking the recent digital currency that they're creating and the social credit infrastructure they're building and the surveillance infrastructure they have and tethering it all together into one homogeneous system. And then that system will basically put a number on everybody's forehead. And if your number is really high, you're a good citizen, you get the good wife, cheap airline tickets. If your number is really low, you get exiled and actually you become a pariah because people are not allowed to actually associate with you. If they associate with you, it lowers their number, so you become basically untouchable. So you can't really allow economic systems to become victims of algorithms, big data, and middlemen. And the whole point of our movement is saying there is an alternative where we get all the utility and things that we've known to love with the Facebooks and the YouTubes and the Amazons, but we don't actually have to have a company governing that. It can actually be us collectively working together to create this multi-sided marketplace. It's going to take a while to get there, but I think it's, philosophically speaking, one of the most important fights of the 21st century.